across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the program this morning from Sphere 17, Mick Fearon. Mick, good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Northside Today.
Morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Mick, maybe we could start with, if you give us maybe the pocketbook version of Sphere 17 and what you do within the community.
Okay, well, Sphere 17 is a regional youth service for young people aged between 10 and 24. And we have youth centres in Darndale, in Priorswood, in Bonnybrook, and we also operate out of a centre in Kilbarrick. So we have four different area teams who work from those centres. And we provide young people between those ages with a range of different activities and services. And it kind of depends a little bit on their interests and on their needs and what kind of stuff is going on. So some of those activities tend to be, there might be interest-based activities where you have small group work with young people, supporting them to develop their knowledge or skills or awareness in particular areas. And then other activities are more open access, and they're just about providing young people with a safe space to be with their friends and to engage with workers and I guess to be off the streets in some cases. And then we have other specific services that work with, outreach services. We have detached youth work services engaged with young people out on the streets. We provide one-to-one counselling as well with some partners from the centres. And then there's various different, I suppose, seasonal activities, which might be like events or residentials and trips away and stuff like that. So kind of broad range of activity for young people, but keeps us busy.
Mick, can I ask you anecdotally, has the demand for your services, has it increased? And I suppose in the era we're living in, what sort of an effect has COVID had on the work and the demands on Sphere 17?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I guess in relation to the second question, it had an enormous effect, probably unsurprisingly, like lots of other sectors. It's affected the way we work hugely. Back in March 2020, like lots of organisations, we had to, as I say, we had to pivot fairly quickly from being a predominantly in-person service to being able to work with young people remotely and safely online. Now, we did do a small bit of that work pre-COVID, but nowhere near the volume that we needed to do. So it was a quick shift and a steep enough learning curve. But we had, we had good level of engagement. We used various different social media platforms. But also then we provided various different kind of packs that we delivered out to houses. We were able to do a small bit of the street work and a small little bit of the kind of one-to-one support as well. But it did. It had a very significant effect. But probably more concerning, it had a big effect, as you can appreciate, on young people. In lots of different ways. You take the structure that's part of everyday life out from under all of us, and it can be very unsettling. So it was isolating, it was frightening. Young people were concerned about family members and particularly elderly family members. The lack of routine that's provided by school in particular was very difficult, and it's been particularly trying, I think schools will acknowledge as well, getting young people settled back in, particularly young people who might have struggled a small bit anyway to begin with. Also there were those young people who did really well in being able to manage that working remotely and working online and staying in touch, but there were others who didn't, and it didn't suit. So we were really grateful that after probably what was about 3 months back in June 2020, we were able to open doors again a little bit more. For the last couple of summers now, I suppose we've had kind of predominantly outdoor activity, just to be able to cater for young people's safety. But we've had the service and the centres open, albeit not at the level that we'd like. So it has been hugely impactful. And to be honest, Tony, I don't know that we'll know the full extent of this just yet. I think this will manifest itself in years to come. But it has been a trying time. In terms of the numbers, I mean, we obviously are having more demand for service than we can cater for at the moment, and for the last quite a number of months now, we've been restricted to working with groups of no more than 6 young people indoors with 2 workers, unless you have a larger space where you can have separate kind of rooms and stuff. Again, as I said, most of the stuff then we've had to do was outdoors, and that was okay during the summer. But our expectation was from October that would ease up again, but unfortunately that hasn't been the case, and that's been pretty tough. So there are young people out there who are missing out on, in particular, say the drop-in activity, which is a great safe social space for young people of all ages to be able to hang out with their pals, and we're just not able to do that in the way that we want to, and indeed the way that they want to at the moment. And unfortunately, the way things are going with the numbers, it's hard to see that change in the short term, and it really is worrying.
Yeah, I can well imagine, Mick, that it's very worrying because, from listening to you there and from my knowledge of Sphere 17, the dedication of the staff towards, and I use the phrase loosely, looking after the young people is very, very evident, and it is very difficult to look after young people the way you would like to do it under the current circumstances. And as you say, the way the numbers are going at the moment, unless there's a levelling off and a steadying of them, it doesn't look like things are going to get a lot better very, very soon. Mick, to run an organisation like Sphere 17, with the number of outlets you have, the programmes you run, in a lot of cases, maybe the one-to-one services that you might have to provide, that takes a huge backup service. So I presume that you would have a backup team there, and you'd always be looking for people who would be suitably qualified to come on board with Sphere 17.
Absolutely, yeah. You want people in different roles and in different capacities. It's funny you should mention that, actually, because one of the reasons I guess we were reaching out to yourselves before to chat was there's an initiative that's just got off the ground now after a little bit of work between various different partners. So we've been working closely with the Northside Partnership and the City of Dublin ETB Adult Education Services, the Volunteer Centre, and a couple of local organisations with ourselves, CLEAR and Derisbury, around the issue of getting a little bit more local involvement on boards of organisations. So in recent years, it's been well documented that there's kind of almost an increasing expectation for accountability and transparency on boards and good governance practices. And look, that's understandable and it's to be welcomed. But in my experience, it's probably coincided a little bit with there being less local people available maybe to step forward in the way they might have in the past. And I guess, one of the kind of shared views that we had when we looked at this was that local people in particular have a very important and valuable contribution to make to organisations and to the boards of organisations that are providing services in their own community. And we were very much of the view that we needed to kind of get that message back out there again. And there may be different, barriers and stuff to people's participation, but that's something that we were prepared to, I suppose, support people to look at. And again, to re-emphasise that there is an important contribution there that's getting missed if we don't have that local voice around the table. So it culminated, I suppose, in us coming together and we've surveyed some local people, some potential board members. We surveyed organisations, and then we drafted a programme, a 5-week programme, which just kicked off there last week, where we had an information evening, and as with the times we live in, it's done by remote learning at the moment. But we have, I think, about 12 people who live locally who have signed up for this Get On Board initiative. So the Get On Board initiative is 5 weeks of a program that's looking at the types of knowledge and skills and stuff that might be needed to make the most out of a board opportunity. And the hope is that those people will go on from there then and be able to take up an opportunity on boards around the community, because, as I said, that's a very important contribution that needs to be minded and supported.
Yeah, and I suppose the real secret to that, Mick, is that you know, local people know what the local issues are. They have a much better grasp of what's needed within their community, and in by virtue of that, the knowledge that they bring to the table can help make the society and the community a better place for everybody to live in.
Well, I fully agree with you, Tony. I just sometimes wonder, do they believe that themselves? Like, do some people not understand that actually they do have that very important contribution to make, and they do have that, you know, that local knowledge to bring, because that is so important. And maybe they feel that they don't have as much to contribute, but obviously, you know, we're keen to put people straight on that and to really emphasise that having that local perspective is a unique one and a very important one.
I suppose, Mick, just to harp back to COVID and the effects it's having, just one question that springs to mind from that. How many young people can you cater for at the moment? Like, I'm asking the question from the point of view of if we've a parent or a young person listening to us chatting this morning who wants to join Sphere 17 and think that there's something that the organisation can do to help them. Do you have room? How many can you cater for?
Yeah, well, look, thanks, Tony, for asking that question. That's a good one. The short answer is yes. Yes, we do. We have, like, notwithstanding the fact that we are limited, I suppose, in terms of the capacity for small group work, and we are limited to small group work at the moment. I mean, we do have a fairly wide breadth of activity and service provision going on, so we can cater for quite a lot of people. So, I mean, some of the stuff that we've been involved in lately, we've invested a lot in STEM equipment. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's the science, technology, engineering, maths, and arts. So it's a kind of way of working with young people through technology that's quite fun and quite engaging. And you know, that suits certain types of personalities and interests that are out there. So we've got a lot of funding support, and we've got a lot of good equipment there, and there's some interesting programs going on for young people in that regard. We've also got a good climate justice piece of work ongoing with the National Youth Council of Ireland. And quite recently down in Kilbarrick, the guys got some funding through the ESB, and they have erected a polytunnel, so they'll be doing a lot of biodiversity work down there. We were awarded through the Arts Council, or the Darndale community rather, I suppose, and us as lead agency were awarded the Creative Places Award. And there's a pretty prestigious award. There's only five communities, I think, around Ireland that got the same award. So it's three-year funding to engage with the community through the medium of creative art. So really, what's quite exciting about that is you don't come in with a kind of a prescribed view as to we're going to provide X, Y, and Z. What you do is you engage with the community and you find out from them what it is that they're interested in and what they want. So that program is just kicking off. We had a little bit of work with artist Myrna Bloomer and her colleagues there in the lead up to the launch day, which was funded by the City Arts Office. But it'll really be beginning in earnest now from the new year. So lots will be happening on that front. We've got another initiative going on where we're working with Irish Rail, just maybe a little bit in response to some of the negative storylines around you know, the young people in the train stations and stuff, where we're going to be involved in some train station art projects. So that's exciting, and we expect that it'll be kind of well received. So that's, again, down in the Kilbarrick area. Some of the guys over in Parsa, the young people in Parsa, are working hard on a Christmas market idea as a bit of a fundraiser as well. They usually have some kind of a fundraising campaign for other local charities, so that's quite positive. There's another network that's ongoing at the moment in the community, the Get the Message Out campaign, led out by the partnership and other local organisations. And really, that's just about trying to remind people who may be in a bit of bother that there are other options, there are other ways, there are other supports out there, particularly in the area of drug use and drug-related deaths and the impact of kind of criminality and stuff in relation to that.
We actually covered that, and we done a couple of extensive interviews here on Near FM in relation to that, and it's a brilliant program, and there's some great mentors and role models involved in it, and it's a brilliant initiative. And you know, if it turns a couple of young people away from crime, and if it saves a few lives by doing that, it's a brilliant initiative from that point of view.
No, it is. I mean, just to hear those I mean, those local people tell their stories, and like, they're inspiration on so many levels, you know, not least, like, you know, some of the achievements that they have managed despite what they've gone through. No, so, they, you know, they, it is a terrific initiative. Another piece that's going on as well that might be of interest to people, I mean, we'd be concerned, as I suppose a lot of local people and local organisations would, about maybe the impact of scramblers and motorbikes and quads and stuff in the community, and, you know, and the potential danger for those who use them and for those maybe who are affected by them. And we've got together with some other local organisations, and we're going to see if we can try and put together a program around, you know, just awareness and some training and education in that regard. We've been looking at some other projects that are going on around the country that have had some success here. So we'll be working in the background on that over the next number of weeks, and hopefully trying to target some young people to get involved with a view to just maybe making some positive inroads on what has been a particularly, you know, troublesome issue for the area from time to time. So
And of course a very important initiative as well, Mick, because we generally see that there's some tragedy surrounding that, particularly around the Christmas time, and whether you will like it or not, Mick, we're on the run into Christmas now.
Yeah, we sure are. We are indeed. Yeah.
Mick, for people listening to us again this morning, be it parents or be it maybe young people who want to get involved with Sphere 17, how do they go about getting into the organisation, getting involved and either contributing or benefiting from it?
Well, the easiest thing to do is maybe jump on our website. On our website, you'll have the details of the four centres and the contact numbers there. The guys have a pretty good active social media as well on Instagram in particular, so, you know, they can follow the centres individually there. Indeed, I'm sure some young people and parents are quite familiar with that. But the website is probably the easiest thing, and from there they'll get contact numbers, or they can even just contact us through the website and we can make sure that that's followed up on. And we often get a lot of contact that way. Or indeed, the old-fashioned way is drop up to the centre. I mean, while we have COVID restrictions, we're still interested in seeing people face to face, and we have all the, you know, the safety protocols in place to make sure that everyone is kept safe. So so people are more than welcome to pop in as well if they want a little bit more information.
Mick, on behalf of the listeners and indeed on behalf of ourselves here at Near FM, can I thank you and the team for everything you're doing for the people in the community, and can I wish you continued good luck and success with the work you're doing for Sphere 17 on behalf of the young people and on behalf of the community. And thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mick. It has been a pleasure and it has been informative.
Donny, you're very kind. And look, can I just say thank you to Near FM too for all that you guys do to support our work. It's much appreciated.
That's what we're here for, Mick, and we'll always be here to help out organisations such as yours.
Thanks, Donny.
Across North East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.